get the lowdown.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Keep you up to date on the state of our state with
Texas
those
is my
Texas topics. Well, they've had the census data for a little while now, but data aggregated by CoStar on the energy front, because they have all of our information and everything, came out with the nationwide fastest growing counties nationwide in the United States of America. Somewhere in Georgia ended up Dawson, Georgia, Dawson County, number one. But then the rest of the top 10 is pretty much all Texas. Leading the way, Kaufman County, and this is in a 10-year period, and that would be how many people, percentage-wise, have infiltrated and become new members of those particular counties. Kaufman County, they're just outside of Dallas, number two in the nation, 27% skyrocketing. And then we go to our Hank country, Hood County. You made the list, up 12%. Johnson County, you're up 19.5%. And Parker County, leading the way for all Hank counties everywhere. And the most population boom in the nation, county by growth. You have just a tick under 20% growth. And that is just within the last 4 years of
hey,
Parker
friends.
County. So,
new buddies.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. And this is what we do. We put stuff in buckets with a straight face. No, welcome, everybody, here. And some of those numbers are just simply just the people that showed up for the new Costco out there. So, congratulations. Going and growing the West Oplex, man. The boom town of Texas.
So, is it a voucher? Is it school choice? Well, either way, it's something that's headed to Greg Abbott's desk as SB2, passing after 12 hours of debate and decades in the making. Now, the governor calls it a, quote, extraordinary victory for the thousands of parents who have advocated for more choices when it comes to the education of their children. And then there is also another bill. That would be HB2. It's $8 billion going straight to Texas schools that would increase funding as well as teacher salaries by anywhere from $3,500 to $7,000 a year.
I think I'm going to have to go to school to understand what the heck all this means.
Yeah, I think I definitely need to go back because we've got the HB and the SB and everything's going in. And if you want to start another fight on social media, just go and put it in your little hometown page. Guaranteed to be fun, I can promise.
So glad the kid graduates next year. And I don't have
I'm just a bill.
I don't understand
yes, I'm
it.
Only a bill.
Well, congratulations, SB Bill 2. Sports front around the area. Our first place Texas Rangers doing all right. Very nice. The Mavs may make the playoffs. They're in the, this started during the pandemic, and they just decided the NBA to keep it. The play-in tournament, so it's not the playoffs, but if you lose, you're done. Regular season's over. Mavs won last night against Sacramento, so they came, and if they can beat Memphis, then they go into the playoffs. After all this season with Luka and Nico and the like, many Mavs fans are rooting for their demise, and this just to be old Yellard so we can move on with our lives.
Oh dear.
Dallas Stars, they're in the playoffs. They'll start that on Saturday. And then Cowboys news, as yesterday he signed a one-day contract to finish his career officially as a Dallas Cowboy. And that would be because he played for the New York Jets last year. Legendary left tackle number 77, one of the largest humans ever created, Tyron Smith. He is hanging it up.
One day? Is he going to work for one day?
Yeah, Emmett did this. Some other players that go on do a couple of years elsewhere at the end of their career. But they want to. And especially if you're going to have a Hall of Fame career, which Tyron Smith's going into the Hall of Fame. So he wants to go in as a Cowboy. And they're going to sign a one-day contract to do that. And they did that, actually, in yesterday. So he hung it up. And Jerry said immediately, just like his offensive lineman teammate for many, many years, who also retired this year, Zach Martin, both of them will have the honor of being honored in the Ring of Honor. Well, that being said, yesterday.
So George Strait making a new friend at the Dairy Queen drive-thru this week. And
that was so funny.
Texas fast food. a very hot topic right now, KB. Yeah. I mean, it's not just about Arby's anymore, okay? Or Wendy's with your baked potatoes. DQ is big for the king of country. Ed Sheeran now getting into the tussle. And he says that nothing bangs like Whataburger. Oh. And if you're going to compare these chains, there's a lot of people from a different state who live here will swear that nothing is like the In-N-Out Burger. But Ed, no. He says, no. If you're going to compare them, you have to include the crisps, which are the fries. Ed Sheeran's weird.
Yeah, he had me until that.
Yeah, so he's
including so British.
He's including the fries.
Fast.
Yeah, right. and he says, no. So if we're including all of these, it has to go to Five Guys. But still, nothing bangs like that.
Like Whataburger.
Hmm.
I'm surprised it didn't go with somewhere that had a more elaborate kids menu. He lit a feller. That's Ed Sheeran right there. Distressing news I saw posted last night, and not confirmed, but everybody in the comments said that, yeah, it's going to be a done deal. Mary's on the Brazos. Mary's Brazos Cafe, Tin Top Road out there, will be closing by the end of the month.
No, what?
A lot of people just like, what? What? Evidently, health reasons within the family. So go, if that isn't in fact true, there's a really good chance, in fact, I think all the time, that Hank FM is playing inside Mary's.
I know.
So, distressing news indeed. Mary's on the Brazos. We love you guys over there. So go by before the end of the month. I don't have an exact date or anything like that, but go show her and her staff some incredible love. You talk about a Westoplex institution right there, Mary's Cafe. Man. In the business front, also Parker County, Weatherford announced that coming up on the 26th, it will be a call for y'all young entrepreneurs. Mm. You're wanted for Lemonade Day. It'll be Lemonade Day all across Weatherford, so be looking for the lemonade stands specifically popping up on the 26th coming up. And then Wichita Falls is making a call for next weekend's Cajun Fest. Not for the Cajun food, not for musical acts. But 3 years ago, they introduced the mullet contest.
Ooh.
That's right. Bring your mullets out there.
Yeah, baby.
Now watch out. You got a preschooler who I think now is officially in his early years in elementary now. Josiah has won it for the past 3 years in every year in his age group in existence, which means he was a preschooler with a mullet.
I mean, that's a bold look.
It's actually pretty common in Wichita Falls. So
in the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.